KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly sunny sky, and it's 60 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy this morning, mostly cloudy this afternoon, with a high of 78. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Iowa's annual sales tax holiday takes place this Friday, August 2nd, and Saturday, August 3rd. The annual break from the sales tax is the perfect time to save on new clothes or shoes before your kids head back to school, or even something special for the upcoming holiday season. In general, select clothing and footwear are tax exempt, meaning that no state sales tax will be collected on those items. But there are some restrictions. You can find those out and more information on the sales tax holiday webpage. For full details, there's the link to that under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The Creston Police Department reports a man from Lorimore was arrested Monday evening in Creston. John Lee was taken into custody of the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant charging him with theft in the fourth degree. Lee was being held in the Union County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County report several arrests were made over the past few days. Among them, at around 11:40 p.m. on Sunday, 35-year-old Brandy Lynn Davis of Council Bluffs was arrested on felony charges of child endangerment, abandonment resulting in bodily injury, and child endangerment and abandonment resulting in serious injury. Additional details were not disclosed. Sunday afternoon, 18-year-old Kevin Javier Casul Roman was arrested following a traffic stop for speeding and trainer. Casul Roman was placed under arrest for possession of a controlled substance marijuana, an OWI first offense. At around 12:30 a.m. Sunday, 74-year-old James Stanley Kwiatkowski was arrested near Griswold for OWI first offense following a single vehicle accident near 500 and Cottonwood Road. Late Saturday night, 56-year-old Kevin Brian Adams was arrested by a Pott County Sheriff's deputy following a traffic stop at 420th and Highway 92. Adams was arrested at around 11:50 p.m. for criminal mischief in the fourth degree. And at around 10:45 p.m. Saturday, 38-year-old Timothy Lynn Albertus was arrested for public intoxication. His arrest followed a report that a man at Harrah's Casino concert had been escorted from the premises due to his allegedly disruptive and harassing behavior. While at the front gate to the property, Albertus allegedly became verbally uncooperative with Deputy Mark Freeman and Avoca Police Officer Mike Porter. You can check out the rest of the arrest report from Pottawatomie County under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports six arrests recently. Sunday afternoon, 38-year-old Crystal McCann of Glenwood was arrested for driving under suspension. Just before 5 a.m. Saturday, 29-year-old Casey McNeil of Council Bluffs was arrested for theft in the second degree. 32-year-old Seth Simmons of Council Bluffs was arrested Saturday morning for theft in the first degree and theft in the second. 33-year-old Amanda Malm of Council Bluffs was arrested on a Pott County warrant for violation of probation. Also, 27-year-old Angela Kyer of Council Bluffs was arrested Saturday morning for theft in the second degree, driving while barred, interference with official acts, possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, failure to maintain control, and speeding. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday also that a man operating an ultralight aircraft suffered suspected unknown injuries after the aircraft crashed into a ditch Sunday evening. 39-year-old Jason Wyruck of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, was operating the Top Dog ultralight at 52731 350th Street in Mills County when the aircraft exited the property onto 350th and slammed into the road ditch. Wyruck was transported by Malvern EMS to the Nebraska Medical Center. Sheriff's officials say alcohol is believed to be a factor in that crash, which remains under investigation by the Iowa State Patrol. And the Mills County Sheriff's Office at 59-year-old Jay Abercrombie of Malvern was driving a 1997 Dodge southbound on Interstate 29 Sunday morning when he fell asleep at the wheel while driving home from work. The vehicle left the road toward the center median and collided with a cable barrier. Abercrombie was not hurt, but his vehicle sustained heavy damage. A Rock Valley man has died after being injured in an ATV accident over the weekend in northwest Iowa's Lyon County. Authorities say the accident occurred at the intersection of 6th Avenue and Main Street in Dune at around 3:30 Saturday afternoon, when 25-year-old Jacob Sudsma is said to have fallen off the back of an ATV that was operated by 27-year-old Joseph Keegan of Rock Rapids. And that happened as he entered the intersection from a private residence. Sudsma was taken to an area hospital before being airlifted to a hospital in Sioux Falls, where he died from his injuries. The incident remains under investigation by the Iowa State Patrol and Lyon County Sheriff's Office. Elsewhere in the news, 3rd District Representative Congresswoman Cindy Axne on Monday announced the U.S. Department of Transportation's Federal Aviation, or FAA, grant program has awarded $4.8 million to the Des Moines International Airport and Guthrie County Regional Airport. Des Moines International received an additional $1.68 million in addition to the $10.3 million they received in June as part of the FAA's Runway Incursion Mitigation Program to enhance safety at the airport. Guthrie County Regional Airport received nearly $3.15 million to fund reconstruction projects for the runway. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources has lifted the no-wake restriction, which equates to about 5 miles per hour, for boating on Lake Manawa. Officials said the water levels in Indian Creek and the Missouri River have dropped below flood stage, and the lake level has returned to normal. The no-wake restriction had been in place since June the 5th to minimize the impact of the high water to infrastructure around the lake, as well as boater safety issues associated with flood-related debris floating just under the water's surface. Election officials across Iowa are preparing for a combined school board and city elections this fall. Board of Education elections used to be held in September, but a law passed in 2017 requires them to be held in November on the same day as city elections. Clinton County Auditor Eric Van Lanker says his staff is preparing for the upcoming combined election and notes that many voters will have some new polling places.
Maybe the most logical thing to do is to just use our traditional city election polling locations. And then we will figure out where then, say, the people who want to vote in the school election who don't necessarily live in the city, we've assigned them a city polling location to go to so they can still vote in the school election.
Van Lanker says he hopes the consolidation results in more people voting in the school districts and city elections. Clinton County voter turnout in the last presidential election was 74%.
These folks here that have control of your local money and in your local community, you know, we should be turning out for 74% turnout for those too, instead of 12%, or even we've seen 6% turnouts for these elections.
He says some urban voters won't see any change at all, however.
It won't be that simple at some of our more rural polling locations. We know we have one location that's going to have up to 6 different ballot styles.
Six.
They've got a city ballot, and then they're in the middle of 2 or 3 or 4 other school districts that'll be going to that polling location as well.
During July, Clinton County mailed new voter registration cards to its voters so they'll know where to cast their ballots. The news was brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.